the liquid wash of a Zildjian symbol. The secret of that sound was discovered in 17th century Constantinople by an alchemist named Avidus Zildjian. When he mixed copper, silver, and tin, Zildjian produced an alloy to make cymbals that had a higher pitch than the gongs of the day and that could take a beating.
The Zildjian company is still in the family, but its patriarch has died. Armand Zildjian died of cancer at his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. He received the secret of the alloy from his ancestors, who brought it to this country in the early 1900s.
The Zildjian company has made cymbals for some of the best-known percussionists of the century. Armand Zildjian's favorites were the big band drummers. He told the Boston Globe that he used to skip school when he knew that Chick Webb was coming to the factory. The company also made cymbals for Gene Krupa and for Buddy Rich.
Rich's last drum set is on display at the Zildjian factory in Norwell, Massachusetts. Some Zildjian cymbals are still hammered by hand, but Armand wanted to increase machine production of the instruments in the 1970s. This led to a split with his brother Robert, who moved to Canada to found Sabian Limited. He too carries the family secret.
Today, one daughter runs the Zildjian company and another is a vice president. The secret stays in the family. Armand Zildjian died last Thursday. He was 81 years old.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.